Pride 48 weekend has come and gone, and what did we learn?
Oh, we learned to, you have to coast through mishaps and fuck ups.
Right, because they happen.
And problems, because stuff happens.
Because machines are machines and people are real.
Right.
Right.
And so, and don't worry about it.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
It's still good. Good is good enough.
Yeah. I learned that I need to do a lot less editing.
Right. Right. Who can we talk about for sure? Well, we could talk about Fatty's show, but maybe.
I think Fatty did a great job. And, yeah. And you know, when people talk about setting the bar low.
talks about himself setting the bar
low. He did set the bar low, but you know, what's really encouraging, and I mean this in the most loving way to Fatty, he makes all the rest of us feel like we're doing okay.
Right.
I mean, he is a seasoned professional. He's been doing how many, over 3,500 episodes?
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
When people talk about setting the bar low, he is a seasoned professional.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3531 of the BFO for Wednesday the 18th of August 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to get to some of those voice letters. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again.
They're going back. It's back to school time at Staples. Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Staples. That was easy.
Schoolers, yes, yeah. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all in Charleston today, Wednesday hump day. Y'all, it's the first day of school. Excuse me. And it's as if the people have lost their minds. The traffic will be 10 times worse than normal, and we'll have the TV machine stations out there covering from bus stop calamities to the first bell of excitement and everything. But y'all, the children are going back to school. Big Fatty, what the hell do you care? Well, it's just something that's going on. Big Fatty is silly.
Out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, I love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, speaking of poo, Woody out there in the Hawaiian that I'm going to go see in December, y'all, he sent me a taxonomy that says, are you watching the white hibiscus on the home box office? That's not the name of it, but it's something like that. And he says it's about people sharting themselves. And y'all, I saw that Peter G was watching it, and I heard of the Taylor and Taffy and Rodan over there at the talking about it, how that they really don't like it, but they can't stop watching it, or something like that. Y'all, I got no idea what it's all about, but anyway, if you're watching the White Hibiscus, good on you. y'all, what was I saying now? Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I what did I do? I cooked me up some hamburger meat with some grilled onions. Big Fatty, it sounds like you're making a patty melt. No. That was Crooked Hat over the weekend. Oh, okay. And I've never had a patty melt on Texas toast. Mine's always been on rye bread. But anyway, so I cooked the meat with that, and I put some cheese in there, and just kind of made a cheeseburger, grilled cheeseburger pat, a pan full of meat. And so I ate some of that, and y'all was going to have me a garden solid later on, but I just kind of nibbled at that for a little bit. And I said, I'll record and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, y'all, right after I finished recording, and walks young Nicholas. Young Nicholas arrived, and Big Fatty, was he wearing his bell? No, because he didn't know about the bell. He came by and we visited a little bit. Y'all, we went and looked at the turlet, the tushy water squirter. Young Nicholas was just going to go hook it up. Y'all, he didn't look at the directions at all. Y'all, he was just going to sit it on top of the turlet. I said, well, let's just hold off and we'll look at the directions later. Now, y'all, since I recorded yesterday, I've received a cellular telephonic communique from the senders of the Tushy mechanical, and y'all, it's from Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. Oh, Big Lady, we love Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. And y'all, it's so nice that they want to make sure I have a clean butthole. And guys, thank you so much for that. I'm looking forward to getting it hooked up. Yeah, Big Fatty, whatever. And shooting water up my butthole. Y'all, by the way, I was told that if my butthole is not over the squirter, that it'll probably hose down the ceiling in the toilet room. Y'all, also, I had gotten some tonic water from Alex and Brandon, and some of them were broken, and it wasn't a complete thing. Well, Alex Lefebvre was right on it. Y'all, I got another full box of tonic water. And Alex and Brandon, I hope you didn't pay for that. I hope that they made that one complimentary. But I just wanted to say that I have received that as well. So anyway, y'all, after young Nicholas left, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine. Watched the sports ball, the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, they kicked some ass. And y'all, then we recorded, but first, without old Crooked Hat last night. And y'all, it all went real well. Y'all, I took my go-to-bed pills before we sat down to record. And by the time we were done, y'all, I was drooling. And so I was ready to go to bed, as soon as we hung up, I went to bed, and y'all, I slept so well. Y'all, I didn't wake up until after 8 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all, it was storming during the night. We had the rain come down, and y'all, by the way, also, I heard from the flop foe, you know, that's Drum Major Kev. He says that Cheetos macaroni and cheese I bought was vile. It's just vile. So I'm looking forward to serving that at Friday at Fatty's. But anyway, y'all, I got up, and had my brufkas, read the paper, did my Sudoku. Y'all, is one of the easiest Sudokus I've done in a long time. Phoenix Dave agreed with me. Then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did not do the big circle because the weather was threatening. And every once in a while, it would pop up saying, oh, here comes the rain. And so, y'all, I just did around Fat Acres, but I got my hour's worth of exercise in. I've got to get a few more steps before the day is over, but that's okay. And, y'all, then I got my share. And y'all, then Hortensia arrived. Y'all, she had her old partner with her today. Y'all, she's had her niece or cousin or something. One moment, please. But her old partner was back, and y'all, they just put a smile on my face. And yes, McGrady, and they take the vile odors out. It's true. And so once they got here, y'all, I said, okay, while y'all are working, I'm gonna go get my hairs cut. So y'all, I went to the Barber Emporium, got a lovely haircut. Y'all, it's a fresh haircut. There's not much that feels better than that. Big Betty, what about a gentleman caller? Well, it's been so long. I've forgotten what that feels like. Y'all came back and they finished up, and y'all, I've just been watching a few things on the TV machine, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And you're thinking, you have a voice. You have a lot to say. You have a place to say it. Why are you calling me? Well, it's real simple. It's with the Downtown Report. Go ahead, play the music.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Y'all, I was running errands this afternoon. It was a Friday afternoon. It was hot as a mother. Good gracious. The heat of the car was showing 100 degrees, even driving. So it was that hot. And so, of course, with the heat index, it was like 300. And I had a list of things to do. And, of course, the one thing that I really needed was a new carry-on bag because I'm fat, and the handle broke on my old one. And so I was running these errands. I got my hairs did because I'm going to the Texas, and I got my hairs did so that I would look good for the men's out there. And but I needed a new carry-on bag because I didn't want to check a bag. Check bags are free. This is a very long story, which should be very short. Check bags are free, but honestly, I'm on a tight timeline, so I didn't want to bother with the check bags. More so, I didn't want to bother getting the check bag when I get home because it's going to be 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. I just want to walk to my car and drive back to the Vader family compound. Anyway, y'all, I got my haircut and went into the Marshalls. You know, that's the French fancy pants shopping experience. Looking for that carry-on bag, and of course they didn't have anything. Apparently there's a national luggage shortage. Who knew? Well, y'all, I went back out and I lost my car. Could not find the car in the parking lot. Now, it makes sense that I had parked between the great haircutting event and the Marshall, so I wouldn't have to move the car, but I forgot. Because when I go to Marshall's, I always park in the same place. And y'all, I couldn't find the car. And I thought someone had stolen it, and the most damaging part of that was going to be that my iPad and my laptop were in the trunk. I didn't know what I was going to do if both were gone. But luckily, no such travesty happened. Just had a downtown moment and lost the car. First time ever. So anyway, that's just a report for people who will appreciate it. You're fat. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, that's a couple of weeks old there. And but that's why we're trying to catch up today. And Veda, I just can't imagine parking your car somewhere and forgetting where you parked it. It just seems beyond belief. Big Veda, did that happen to you and lost wages? Oh, yeah.
A pinch and a punch for the first of the month. Big Fatty, it's the 1st of August 2021. And, yeah, heard your little show. So you've got your Medicare card. Don't know why you didn't already have one, but I guess you live in America. So is today the day you get hauled off to the Obama death camps? I seem to remember that was the point of Medicare, that old people would be put down. But listen, no, seriously, for people that don't live in the USA, which I know you have hundreds of listeners around the world, could you explain what the hell is going on and why you're getting a Medicare card now suddenly? Why you didn't have one already and what a Medicare card means? Like, free healthcare, am I right?
Dear, I see y'all. Y'all, that of course is Scotty. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm again, I apologize it's taken so long to play that. But Scotty, when you turn 65 in the U.S. of A., everybody, and there may be a few exceptions, but most everybody goes on Medicare. It becomes your primary insurer. And there are two parts to Medicare, Medicare A and Medicare B. Medicare A covers like hospitals and facilities and things like that. And Medicare B covers your doctors and Indian chiefs and, you know, all the personnel and all. And you have the part A is complimentary and part B, you have to pay. It's $148.50 a month. For Part B, and that covers 80% of those charges, and then most people get a supplemental plan that sometimes includes the drug coverage. And my old coal mine health insurance will become my supplemental plan, and it'll pay that 20%, and it has the drug plan on it. So that's why when you turn on the first day of the month, you turn 65, you automatically go on Medicare. Yes, Big Fat. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I'm still not up to the birthday voice letters, but y'all, don't forget, we've got the Tummy Tingles contest going on till the 31st of the month. Y'all got an entry today, and I won't say who it's from, but I believe they live in Tampa, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous podcast, and Holly and Casey, what do you tell your friends about the BFO?
When people talk about setting the bar low, he is a seasoned professional.
Oh, Big Fatty, they've not been in Pride 58 long, but they've got you figured out to a T.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.